Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And what
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You're listening to episode 708. We record out of Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois. Rogers Park, you know, interesting place.
Yeah. It's quaint.
It's on one side.
Depending on the block.
And then, we are back from like 5 minutes ago. But yeah. You guys, it's like 4 days ago. It's amazing technology and how that works. So I don't know what we want to talk about. Oh, we want to go directly into Mariah Carey, the New Year's Eve bash, or
we can
go anywhere you want to go. Today you can direct.
My goodness. I know. Well,
except for when time comes to the questions, because I have those.
Yeah. Let's talk about Mariah.
Okay.
So I avoided watching it because I didn't want to be sad. I'm just saying, like, I heard about it and then I was like, oh, so, but eventually, like, it caught up with me.
It was on social media.
Right. And also, so my partner works from home. And so I see a lot more like shitty morning television than I care to, which is not like a dig at like him at all, but like what else are you gonna put on the TV like that early in the morning? You know what I mean? Like, we watch the news and then like it's
So you start your day fucking depressed,
right? We count how many people were shot in Chicago.
And then you check it off. So we should do like a 2017 like bit, or you know, guess.
Oh my god, yeah.
Should we say it right now, like what we want?
That's awful. That's terrible. That's
horrible. What we think.
Nobody
to be shot, but what we think possibly could happen.
Yeah. It's probably going to be, I would say, like.
Now, are we counting deaths or including shootings?
Like, if it's just shootings, I would say probably like around like 560. But
just shootings alone is over 1,000 already.
Last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but.
Do you think there might be improvement? Is that what you're hoping for?
That's what I'm hoping, is like we can cut it in half.
Okay.
Kind of.
So if we're just involving shootings, I'm still going to say, I'll say 950. And deaths from shootings, I'm going to say 600.
Okay. I was going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to go like 475.
Okay. So at the end of this year in December, you guys remind us that we need to come back to the show.
That's dark.
And see what the results are.
Oh my goodness.
It's awful. It's horrible, but you kind of have to make it interesting to live here,
I guess.
But I do want to say Chicago is not everything that they're just putting on the news. There are some very awesome things about Chicago.
And like, to be fair, like, we live in relatively gentrified parts of Chicago. And I think, like, not to get all like social justice about things, but like Chicago is fucked up in that, like, the economically depressed areas are going to be the more violent areas. And there's kind of a very active stance in Chicago of segregation,
always been like that for a long, long time.
Yeah. Which is something that I think needs to change. But let's get a little bit more light, shall we? Let's talk about Mariah Carey.
Let's go back to Mariah Carey.
Not that that's super light, because poor Mariah. Oh my God, did you see the picture of her in like Aspen leaving a pot dispensary in a fucking fishtail gown?
I shit you not. You were lying.
Like, no, she had like a backwards cap on, I want to say sunglasses, and like a gown. Like a fucking like fishtail gown, walking out of a pot dispensary looking happy as a fucking clam in mud.
I'll have to look for that picture.
And I was like, get it, Mariah. You deserve it. You deserve it.
She's probably fucking stressed.
Yes.
Like, I need some time.
Yes. And like, I'm not mad at Mariah. Mariah is crazy as fuck and I love every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know some industry folks that either were there or like friend of a friend who was there. And she had a stand-in for soundcheck, mm-hmm. which is fine, which is not weird.
But they said she was on the side of the
she was
stage,
there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. She was legit there. And I 100% believe, like, I don't know if there was a conspiracy by, like, Dick Clark Productions or whatever the fuck to, like, fuck her over for ratings. But somebody dropped the ball and it's not entirely her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that her vocals were playing, who the fuck cares? Like, people were going to sing against the track anyway. It's cold as balls out there. And that is going to affect your sound.
Well, by that time during the day, because this was like in the evening, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was like before the ball drops and everything. Mm-hmm. There's like millions of people there already. I mean,
and that's going to deaden the sound.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think people need to.
And
make
people
a
are
big deal.
Saying that she didn't handle it correctly. Like, they should have went to commercial. That's not her problem.
No,
she
that's
can't
not
do
her
that.
Problem at all. And like in a live performance like that,
right.
No, what is she going to do?
And then my favorite moment of the whole thing mm-hmm. is just her total look of disgust when she walks off. Doesn't get any much better than this. And just walks off.
Yes.
And that face, I was like, someone is fucking fired.
Yes, 100%.
They're
and they should be.
I feel bad for her.
Her tweet after it was shit happens.
Of her own self. That's the best.
She's just, I don't know. I appreciate her. I think she's incredibly talented. And she's a brilliant musician.
Mm-hmm.
I think that nobody utilizes samples in pop music as well as Mariah does. So I will give her that.
I would say probably every song she's ever done that in, it's been fucking good.
She has an amazing ear. She's just, there's
just like Fantasy. That's a good one.
Oh my God.
You know?
Everything. There's a song from The Emancipation of Mimi. Mm-hmm. Get Your Number.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that song? Of course you know that song.
Can I get John?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that sample is a song by, is it Just My Imagination, I think it's called?
Just.
No,
face,
it's not.
Face
it's
the
not,
microphone a little bit more when you're talking.
Face the microphone a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
But there's an amazing deployment of a sample in that. Although it's almost ruined by fucking Gremlins looking Jermaine Dupri.
I don't like him.
Wasn't he married to Janet Jackson for a while?
Yes.
Oh, Janet. No.
That's like Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett kind of shit.
Lyle Lovett has to have the biggest dick.
Oh my God. He totally, I mean, it, and she has like the biggest mouth. So, it had to fill it.
Heaven.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Or unless he was just really pissed because her mouth was too big and he was like, bitch, you gotta go.
Right. It's not tight enough.
Right.
Ew. oh my God. I'm looking up this because I want to know because I can't remember because I like the original song a lot too. And Just an Illusion by the band Imagination from the 80s.
Oh, I'll have to listen to it to hear it.
It's like,
I probably know it, but
the intro of Get Your Number is like the same as the original song, and it sounds very, very similar. And you would recognize it, but it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, Mariah. I love
so
you.
We're talking about Mariah. What do you think her worst album is besides Glitter? Because we all know that's the worst one.
It is. Glitter's not as bad as everybody says it is. She was just a little crazy and all over the place during Glitter. Her worst album, Charm Bracelet.
Yeah.
Charm
Agreed.
Bracelet. Yeah.
That's bad.
It's so bad.
What do you think her best album is?
Oh God. It's either. Oh.
Should we split it between Mariah's like, Mariah originally came out and then
like
reinvention of Mariah.
Crazy Mariah.
Yeah.
I am going to go with Daydream
mm-hmm.
actually for my favorite. It's between Daydream and Music Box for me probably. But
I really like Music Box.
Music Box is a classic. Like everything on Music Box is great. But Daydream kind of reinvented the wheel a little bit because that's when like rappers could sing on pop songs mm-hmm. like Mariah pioneered that.
ODB.
Yes. Oh my God. I know that entire rap and I can lose my like I fucking love it so much.
Which is kind of might be sad, but not really for us, because for other people, yeah, they might be like, you're fucking losers. Right. But for us, it's like,
no, I will wear always, that as a badge, yeah, of pride.
Always.
Always. Post breakdown. Well, like, I do love Emancipation of Mimi, probably, but E equals MC squared is also excellent.
There's some songs on there that should have been played on the radio that weren't, I think.
Yes. Yes. 100%. What is, there's one song from E equals MC squared, Cruise Control.
That is the one that I'm saying should be played, yeah, because that was never played on the radio.
No, and that song is good.
Right.
That is a great song. You have good
Who
taste.
Chooses, like, you're in the music industry and all that, kind or of. You know that,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Who chooses what songs are released as number ones, what goes on the radio, and who doesn't? Does the artist have any say-so in that?
I would imagine somebody of Mariah's stature probably has a little bit more say than anybody else, like, than, like, somebody that just, like, comes out, like, with their first single. There's a lot of research that goes into it, and there's also different formats. So, like, for instance, like, like, when we were talking about Get Your Number, mm-hmm, like, a lot of people don't realize that that was released as a single, but, mm, like, they only played it on, like, urban stations.
Right.
Whereas they would play, like, We Belong Together on, like, Top 40.
Right.
So they'll do that a lot.
But that's, like, a Top 40 song. I mean, yeah, that was a really good song.
Yeah. No, it was excellent. But they do that for especially a lot of artists that cross genres. Like they'll do that for Janet. They'll do it for J-Lo. They'll, mm-hmm, do it for, like, Christina and Britney. Like, they'll release, like, a more urban song to, like, you know, like, I don't know. There used to be a radio station. There used to be a radio station in Pittsburgh called Whammo that played, like, all the hip hop. And so, like, that was, and then there was, like, Whammo, and then there was B94. And so you'd get, like, We Belong Together on B94 and then, like, Get Your Number on Whammo.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. I always wondered that. It's weird how that gets chosen. And then, especially artists that you like, when you listen, right, to the whole album.
Yeah.
You're like, why was this chosen as this first single? Like, some, right, stuff you understand, like Honey.
Right.
You know.
Well, things have changed a lot, yeah, too, because there's, you can release those kind of songs as, like, buzz singles and stuff like that.
Yeah. The thing is, like, Mariah did that with her album. Like, remember she came out with, like, 8 singles from her album, like, before she released the album? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, yeah.
And then it was, like, they were kind of horrible.
Yeah, she needs a little bit more work. She needs a producer to really take her by the hand and be like, look, Mariah, like,
get yourself together. Right. We understand you are a princess.
Right, exactly.
But princesses have to work too.
Yes, yes. She's got a legacy to live up to.
All right, so what else do we want to talk about? We talked about Mariah's New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned West Virginia earlier before.
Yes.
And someone that I follow on Twitter, we were chatting back and forth, and he told me about this, and I think this is something is really important that we need to talk about.
Okay.
This guy in West Virginia,
mm-hmm,
decided to start masturbating in either in his car or in a department store bathroom,
mm-hmm,
into a syringe, and decided to walk around the store and squirt women with it. At a Walmart.
Well, I kind of expected that. Like, the image in my mind was of Walmart.
Right.
Like, exactly. So, wait, this isn't someone you know did not do this. Someone you found on Twitter told you about
it. It's in the news.
Okay, okay.
And someone I know told me about it because we were talking.
I was like, oh, is this a friend?
I don't know how it got started. We were talking. I don't know.
Mm.
We're usually on Twitter and we're going back and forth and we, like, make innocent, like, sentences dirty, mm-hmm, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. But then he was like, oh no, I have to tell you this. And it's so serious, you know? And then I was like, ew, oh my God. And then the guy would explain that that's the only way he can have sex with women.
No, that doesn't make it right. How does he, what kind of, like, I have a lot of logistical questions about it, I think. Like, how did he get it into, like, obviously I have a penis and I've ejaculated, so, like, I know what it's like. How did he control that into a syringe? Because, like, syringes aren't that big. I guess you could get, like, a big, like, turkey baster looking motherfucker.
Well, I guess because the syringe, the top part comes out, right? So right, then, but, I mean, the opening's pretty small. But
yeah, but how did he aim it to get it in there? Did he have a funnel?
Maybe he just stuck it on the top and just shot it up in
there. I don't feel like that would work.
Funnel. He has like a whole get up in his car. I'm sure
he probably does if he's thought about it.
Well, how many times has he done it before he got caught? He did it to two women that they know of that reported him.
So.
And she said that he was looking at her and then she turned around and he squirted her. And then she was like, what? She noticed something on her back of her coat. So she went into the bathroom to like, and then that's when she realized what was happening. And when she walked out, he was in the bathroom like.
Oh, like what you gonna do about it?
What you gonna do? You want some more?
Ew. there had to be a lot in there for him to squirt it that.
Maybe he saves it up. Which is disgusting because.
That's super gross.
No one likes it cold.
I prefer my semen room temperature.
Body temperature preferred.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There are people who I don't know. I've seen a lot of shit on the internet. So like
well, probably in,
like people make it into like ice cubes and stuff like that.
Put it in cakes.
There's a semen cookbook you can get it on Amazon. Disgusting. I'm not buying
it. I don't like. First, why do you have to have a cookbook for that? Because you could just put it in anything, really. No one is ever going to know.
Yeah, that's true. There's a placenta cookbook, too.
I don't, like, okay, you're not an animal, so you don't need to lick your placenta off your baby.
Ugh.
But, okay, if you're into it, that's fine. Just don't serve it to me, because I don't want to.
No.
None for I don't me. Even know what it looks like. It's Hard just pass. Like jelly looking.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like a jelly sack.
Yeah, it's kind of
calamari.
That's so gross.
I'm serving you guys deep fried umbilical cord.
Ew, that's like some gypsy shit. Like right. That's like to ward off the curse.
All right. So let's do some more questions.
Okay, let's do it.
We're like 17 minutes in. That's pretty good. Before we do that, so I kind of want to make some changes to the show when I discussed with Adam, since Adam knows like a lot of people and he does plays and he's like a professional actor and he's like popular,
almost famous.
Yeah, like the movie, but not really.
No, not Kate Hudson here.
You can be one day though.
Maybe I'm better than Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Not better than her mom, though.
I see you in a major movie one day.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to end up playing dads and villains for the rest of my life because I'm bald and I have a beard.
You're kind of too young for a dad. I think you look too young to be a dad.
I could have children. Like, I'm old enough to have kids.
Well, I think you look too young to be a dad to, like, teenagers. Like, I could see toddlers.
That's true. That's true.
You're not old enough to
really. Yeah, not yet. I'll hit my stride in my 40s.
Just waiting for it, aren't
just
you?
Just waiting. Yep, that's right.
All right, so we'll go to some questions. Oh, sorry, I didn't finish the statement. Yeah. But I was talking to Adam about like when he's doing plays or if you find someone that's interesting that would like to be on the show that we could like interview or just have them in on the conversation or talk about their shows, what they do together. I think that would be interesting. It almost makes me uncomfortable because it's hard for me to like meet new people, but having Adam on the show is supposed to get me out of the box and make me do things that I normally wouldn't do. And you said you're going to do that, right?
Absolutely. I know a lot of weird, interesting people. And
you have samples. Just you don't have to give names, just the types of people that you might want to have on the show.
I have worked with an author of gay erotic comic books, who is super fascinating, and I'd love to have him in for a conversation. He's very smart, intelligent, and I think that whole kind of genre of art is interesting. And I actually have some of this stuff. You'll have to check it out. It's pretty hot.
Okay.
And I work with a theater company that does a lot of work with special needs kids and produces like full-scale musicals with them. And they're amazing and they do incredible work. And I think they would be fascinating and really fun to talk to as well.
Okay. I'm excited. But when we do those, can we have like preset questions? Because don't want to be
for sure,
like,
for sure.
Like, what?
For sure. I did a radio interview with WGN for 1776. Uh-huh. And thank God that they like had like preset questions.
Did you go into
like
the studio?
Yes. And they gave
me. I bet that shit's professional as hell.
It's super professional. It was really fun. And, but like, we were like on a commercial break and the lady interviewing us was like, who wants some bourbon?
Oh.
And yeah. And then I got like a little tipsy and they asked me like a question about another actor. And like, I was kind of like.
Did you throw shade or anything?
I refer You're to their shady. Acting style as a bull in a china shop. Like, as, and I meant it to be a compliment, but whatever.
Did it not go across as a compliment?
I don't think so. Because, like, one of the producers, like, looked at me and I was like, fuck.
And you're like, can I have more bourbon?
Yes, exactly.
Wait, was this during the morning? They
no,
were drinking bourbon?
It was like, no, it was like super, super late at night. Like it was like an overnight of thing. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
Oh my God.
But it was so, it was super fun. And like they like Eataly sponsored it and like catered the shit for us. Like we had like plates of meat. It was fabulous.
Oh, that sounds good. I've also debated on changing the name to the show, but I don't know how to do that. And like, so I don't know if I want to. It's been 10 years, but then. Also, when I was 29, it seemed like a cool name, but now that I'm almost 40, I'm like, is it cool? Like, is it something that I want to tell people I'm a part of as a like a full rage on adult now, you know?
That's fair.
Although mentally, I'm still probably like 12 when it comes to like dirty stuff or like anything, but I don't know. It's something I'm thinking about. I don't know how to do it. If someone knows how to, that would be cool. I want to keep the same listener fan base, just change the name. So I don't know how to do that. But so anyway, changes are coming.
Yes. Change is good.
Yes.
This is how we grow.
I don't know if you'll be able to answer this question because I don't know if you listen to podcasts like within our community like that I know.
Okay.
Charles S., who is like a super fan. He's on Twitter. Oh, you guys, Adam doesn't really do Twitter that much. I'm going to give him access to it, to the Foul Monkeys one. Did I give the password?
I don't think so. I'm on the Facebook, though.
Okay. He does Facebook really good. So keep an eye on the Facebook page.
I do Facebook.
And then you guys, I'll give him access to the Foul Monkeys Twitter and... You can message them, but I don't know if you even have the app on your phone.
I have it on my phone. I'm just like, I don't really, like, I got Twitter super late and like, I don't really fully understand it. But like, one of my first tweets was retweeted by Grace Jones.
Oh.
So like, I was like,
you're like legit.
Yeah. I was super excited about it. I love Grace Jones.
I've had a few retweets. I had a retweet from RuPaul. I had a retweet from Margaret Cho.
Nice.
I had a retweet from, what is her name?
Oh, I think T-Boz retweeted me once.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me that. Yeah. So, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah, maybe.
But you guys can ask questions on Twitter. And if Adam doesn't get to it, I can definitely
for sure
ask him or say, bitch, check Twitter.
Check your Twitter.
Somebody asks you a question. You need to answer it. Charles S. from Twitter, who is a super fan, says, who are the podcasters Adam thinks have the sexiest voices besides Ricky?
Oh, that is a tough one. I don't know. Like, I'll have to listen to some more podcasts. When I listen to podcasts, I don't know that I listen for sexy voices. And I also tend to listen to a lot of, if I listen to a podcast, it's a lot of women. Uh-huh. So, My Favorite Murder, is that what it's called? I think. One of my friends, somebody I did a show with, told me about this, like, murder podcast, and it's, like, really, really good. But I don't know if their voices are particularly
I'll have
sexy.
To give you a list of podcasts to listen to that are within our like Pride 48 network.
Yes.
And then you can, some of them, you know, like one of ones that we have that's like an anchor of Pride 48. Mm-hmm. And his name is Big Fatty.
Oh,
and
I've heard of, yes.
Yeah, you've heard of him because I've probably said something, you know, that's related to him. You know, it takes a few tries to see what's going on and, you know, to learn something. And,
right.
Every now and then we'll be on the beginning of his show because he uses other shows that talk about him as his intros.
Aww.
So this may even be on there since it's just like your second show or whatever.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Okay, you say that and I'll show you Big Fatty and then we'll get a reaction. Okay. If you want. Baron Frosty, who is also a podcaster and on Twitter, asks, how many times have you seen Reiki naked?
Zero.
I think the closest is maybe our shirts off or something. I don't even know if that.
Yeah, no, because we were on the cruise together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty naked for me.
Because that was relatively naked.
And I don't like the sun, so, and I can't believe I have my shirt off, so that's weird.
Right. We mentioned that we're ginger, and ginger's tend to be a little pale, so.
That was a fun cruise. It was super fun.
And I met Henrik.
Yeah, you met him. Well. I totally forgot that you guys met, and mm-hmm. I was telling Henrik, I was like, oh, my friend Adam's going to be on the show, and mm-hmm. then he's like, talk to him for like a week on the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
We've been there.
Oopsies. He's a ginger, too.
He is.
He's like a South African German ginger, which is
that's like
very super, rare or something, yeah. right?
Is it?
I guess.
A unicorn.
Yeah. Michael from Facebook would like to know pink or brown?
Pink or brown?
Mm-hmm. It's a question that Wayle and I and Brad came up with for people. When you look at people, you guess to think if their nipples are pink or their brown nipples.
Oh, well, mine are definitely pink.
Yeah. We kind of base it on lip color.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yes. I mean, I feel like pink. I just said I'm a pale ginger. They're probably right. pink. So,
what if you were a super pale ginger, but when you lifted up your shirt, there were just like huge, dark bologna nipples?
Oh, my God.
Just like.
I went to high school with somebody like that. Like, I remember changing in like gym class and being like, oh, my God.
And I'm taking it you weren't in a girl's locker room.
No, I was not in a girl's locker room, no. And they were big old brown pepperoni nips. Ugh. Woof.
Wait, was that oof or woof?
Can it be both? No, it's ugh. No, not into it.
And then Cindian82 from Twitter asks, boxers or briefs?
Briefs or like trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it short and tight. Well,
that's interesting.
That applies to many situations also.
I want to tell you what something that happened to me at the gym actually today.
Okay.
I was going to talk about it at the beginning on the first show, but I forgot. Well, you described your Lyft driver here.
Euro trash. Smelled like a pimp. Pulled up in like a Lincoln, like a tricked out Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Lyft said he was hard of hearing, and he totally wasn't hard of hearing.
You know, I was just thinking when you told me that, maybe he says that so he doesn't have to fucking talk to people.
Maybe. I don't know. He was chatty as fuck when he pulled up. And,
oh,
like,
really?
And he was like talking to me, and he had like a leather jacket on and big fucking sunglasses and spiky black hair, and he was like tan and.
Was there music playing? Oh,
yes.
What was it playing? Oh.
Yeah, it was.
So workout music.
Yes, exactly.
So I was at the gym today, and this is the first time this has ever happened. Well, this situation. A lot of people ask about my tattoo on my arm,
mm-hmm.
and which is fine. I show them. Oh, it's nice. You know, whatever. So I'm sitting in the massage chair at Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. Have you been into one of those?
I have not, no.
Okay. Well, they have these massage chairs that are in there that right. you like see at the mall or whatever.
Right, right, right.
But it's part of their thing. So I have my headphones on.
Right.
I'm listening to some Beyonce. I'm trying to chill out.
Right. Don't talk
I'm
to me.
I'm listening to Six Inch Heels, you know, just like.
Nice.
You know, listen to some slutty music, talking about, you know, stacking her paper and shit like that.
There you go.
Getting into it. And I have my eyes closed. And then I open my eyes and there's like a person getting in the chair next to me. And I have like a kind of like a tank top, but it's like a workout kind of material. So it's
right.
like, it's a full like shoulder
right,
thing.
Right,
it just
right.
has no sleeves.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of like a muscle shirt.
Yeah, but less muscle. And more shirt.
Right, right.
So he notices the tattoo on my arm and he says, oh, dude, that's like a nice tattoo. And I'm like, thank you. He's like, can I see the rest of it? And I'm like, sure, okay. So he walks over to my side,
mm-hmm.
and I lift up my arm, and I'm showing it to him. And Adam, he fucking touches my arm. And not just touches it, he like
caresses
it and like feels it. And he's like, oh my God, it's so nice and soft. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what's happening? Like, am I being filmed? Like, is something like, why are you touching me? Because I totally did not come across to say, oh, you like it? Touch my arm. And he was kind of like bro-ish, you know? Right. So I don't know if he's like,
no,
just stupid bro, or like
he wanted a bro job.
Yeah, like he, and I was like, thanks. And I was like, oh, my chair massage is over. And I still had like 2 minutes left. And I'm like, oh, I gotta go. You know? And he's like, okay, see you later, man. I'll see you next time.
That's weird.
And I was like, don't touch me. Like,
no, you need to be invited.
Like, my skin feels like everyone else's. Like, it's just so because soft. It has a tattoo on it doesn't mean it feels different.
Right.
It was just weird.
That is weird.
But he was like an Indian guy. And I know like sometimes they're a little touchy-feely.
Are they?
I think so. Like,
okay. Like culturally.
Yeah. They're like, especially with like, I don't know, that it was just weird. And I was like, kind of want to report this, but I don't want to be an asshole either.
Right.
And he wasn't bad looking, but it's just, don't come for me.
When you started telling me the story and you said that you like lifted your arm up, I thought he was going to sniff your pit.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought was going
to
happen.
I would have really had to start out the show with that if that would have happened.
That would have been amazing.
Or he licked it or something. Oh, God.
That would happen at my gym.
Oh, yeah. Adam lives in, I think it's a gay area. It's the grown up boys town, basically.
Yeah. Gay retirement village.
Right. And there's a gym there that's pretty crowded and active with gay people.
Yeah.
And is it seedy? Is it?
It's a little like notoriously cruisy, a little bit. Yeah.
Have you seen anything?
Yes. Yes, I have. Which is why, like, my partner's like, I don't know about you going in the steam room at the gym if I'm not there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's steamy in there. You can't see everything, so.
Yeah, but you can feel things. I'm just saying.
You're like, that's warmer than the steam.
Like, just like, in the room. Erection.
Are towels required in the steam room?
There's a sign that says towels are required.
But they go in there with towels.
No,
but
it's so funny. Like, one of the first times I went in and I was like, ooh, amenities, like a steam room. I like steam rooms. And like, I'm not that innocent, but I didn't think it was going to be like quite like that.
Like,
and
it was some, just, like, some queer as folk shit going on in there.
Legit. Like, you open the steam room and you can like see out of the corner of your eye, like everybody put their towel back on, kind of.
And it probably smells like bleach or something. But it's not bleach.
It's not bleach. Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's completely. And they used to have another branch, and one guy opened his shower curtain and like openly masturbated in my direction once. And I was just shocked.
So you're so shocked that you couldn't even move.
And I definitely I stood there for a second and I watched, because I was in shock, and it wasn't even like it was that great of a penis. But I immediately left.
You made him feel good.
I'll support whatever your hobbies are. Include, I guess, masturbating at strangers through a shower.
Probably had a syringe with them.
Oh my God. Probably.
All right, so we're at 33 minutes.
Okay,
that's a little bit long. Well, you know, whatever, sometimes it goes to 50 minutes.
Oh,
but,
my God.
So Adam will be back, of course.
Yep.
Things will probably change a little bit as we go along. We just need to talk more about stuff, and there's no holidays or anything coming up.
No.
Actually, next weekend we won't be recording because I'll be in Albuquerque with Mark and Ed, who used to be podcasters,
okay.
But Ed is like super fan, has listened to Foul Monkeys for like a really long time. Yay. I think since back when I actually lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at the Pride 48 event. Actually, I don't even know if I met him the first year because he was too afraid to approach me.
Aww.
Kind of thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm famous. Oh, and you guys also might notice my voice is different. It's because I'm trying to get over a cold. So, you know, I sound real sexy.
Yeah.
You want that?
Real butch.
All right. So we're going to go. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And we will have a show out to you, I don't know, probably 2 weeks after this one. Because I won't be here next weekend. So we'll try to get it out.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.